On this episode of the podcast, I have with me Vidya Ishwar. She is the CTO at Forge. We're going to be talking about data as core engineering. And what do I mean? Well, data has gotten to be much more complicated, complex. It almost feels like a niche subset of software engineering, to be honest with you. And we're going to be talking about what that really means. We're going to be talking about understanding your customer mindset from a data perspective. It's accelerating. Obviously, AI is throwing data into the limelight, and we're all now trying to catch up and really see how we can take advantage of it, but got to deal with the data side. Vidya, thanks for being on the podcast with me.
I'm really excited to be here, Amit, today.
All right. Before we start, just so everyone is aware, can you tell us what Forge does?
Forge is a global private securities marketplace for trading private company securities.
All right. I'm sure lots of data there. Lots of various aspects to that, nuances. This episode, the topic is about data is core engineering. I guess let's maybe start off at the top, right? So, you know, data has evolved over time. It's now, as we're saying, is core engineering. From your perspective, I know you have a very good data background, you have a software background, so you've seen both sides of the story. When you view data, and we're saying data is core engineering, why should we be thinking of data as core engineering now?
So I think there has been a real shift in how we think about data in the past, I want to say, decade, two decades. And I want to even give you an example, you know, from my own career. So I used to work prior to Forge at the New York Stock Exchange for 16 plus years, building the core trading platform, different aspects. So everybody thinks building the trading platform is the super cool engineering and everybody wants to work on it, including myself. And there was a time when my mentor, my manager was like, hey, you can totally work on this. You can work on the auction platform, which is really cool. But we also have the new coming off age of data, and we really are looking at how do we build feed handlers, how do we normalize data, how we create and distribute data as a product. And I'm saying back in 2007, you know, which was not the coolest thing, right? And I was like, yeah, I could do the cool thing, but I could take something that people don't think is so important and make something out of it. And fast forward 3 years, I was known as a market data queen at NYC, but data is critical. And we learned over time, because if you look at data as a view to know what customers want or what customers do with the data, what is the problem they're actually trying to solve, data gives you a great perspective in terms of understanding the customers and their use cases much better, right? So then you can build products that delight customers. In the end, that's what the fundamental principle when you think about product engineering is, mm-hmm. right? You're trying to build software products that delight your customers, and then you make money. And if you can understand what the customers want very effectively, then you're going to make products that align better, and that's going to help us make revenue. So when you look at it from that perspective, data is in the first principles, and data is the product that you're actually trying to sell to customers. A lot of people that I've interacted with, too, and see, think of data more in the back end. Oh, you think about data more as infrastructure, you're managing data, you want to understand, you look at data as pipeline building, ETL, and understanding and cataloging data. And then there's a whole aspect of governance and risk management. All of that is important and all of that is true, but it's after the fact. What do you do with the data that you've collected? But there is a whole another aspect of data which is in the front, which is aligning with customers, with business, and how you make money, and needing quality data, timely data, relevant data is very important for that. And because a lot of time, you are really just selling the data. The visualization, the method of delivery are afterthoughts, right? Okay, you want it via API, we give it to you via API. You want a REST API, you want WebSocket, you want it, you know, in a UI, or you build Tableau or other dashboards. But the core of what you're selling is not the report or the UI, it's really the data. So data is the product. And when you think from that mindset and you think about aligning with customer, your business, how you're making money, and what data is relevant, you suddenly think of data is the product and data is core engineering. And it's just a fact, you know, of a part of software engineering.
A couple of things to unpack there. As I was listening to you, I was actually starting to think about the TV industry and advertising industry. I can make a strong argument that TV shows traditionally were built for ads. That's really, you were trying to build a vehicle to bundle an ad. That's really what you're doing. And as I was kind of listening to you, every feature you ship, you want to build more functionality, more data. That data becomes even more valuable with more of that metadata underlying components to it. You mentioned something about obviously the product, data as a product. When you look at the software engineering world, they obviously have a very defined SDLC. We can call it whatever it wants to be, but there's a process, right? There's the development life cycle. There's a process. Within data, traditionally, data has been, as you mentioned, let's focus on getting this out to solve these problems, these questions. Now we're going, well, data can answer broader questions, broader solutions that are even more powerful. Is there a gap in terms of the methodology in which data is viewed compared to software engineering, that life cycle? Is there a one-to-one in terms of how each is viewed, or are they different?
I think the world is shifting where data engineering teams are increasingly relying on the software engineering best practices, right? Including DevOps, the SDLC process of how you manage requirements, delivery, of stronger tooling, and a culture that prioritizes reliability. So I think it's moving to where it is very aligned with software engineering best practices.
I guess when you compare some of the projects that come up between the two, obviously, in the software world, there's features that you're trying to drive. There's a product roadmap you're executing against. We are seeing that the data side is, there's product managers now. We are seeing data product managers. It's been around for a few years, but it's growing. Is that going to be instrumental for data so that they are not always being reactive? Because sometimes I think data is reactive in ways, but is the product management, as it matures more, will that help the data teams be, I guess, operating a little bit more in line with how the software teams operate?
Absolutely, Amir. And I think we have bundled a lot of different facets into the data engineer role. And I think what we are also starting to see is the maturing of it, right? So you have the data engineering more sort of an operational efficiency, which is more focused on infrastructure, cost management, storage management, and we talked about ETL, building pipeline, ad hoc querying, and there is a separate sort of skill set of both engineers and product managers, and there's a growing demand and the whole set of tooling around it that's come in the last decade. Then there's another class of data software engineers or product data engineers, which has product managers and software engineers, but the approach they take is, you know, more around understanding the data, understanding the customers, and really looking at creating valuable insights with data as the core product that you're selling, right? So you're kind of straddling the legacy thinking of data engineering with the analytics and really taking a business-oriented approach to working with data and delivering data to customers. And if you think about it, that is the core principle of product engineering when we talk about software product. And that's why your product managers who are really thinking about what the customer wants, what the business is, what's the model, and then coming up with requirements, features, pipeline. And then you have engineers who build them. And so the data product managers and the data engineers in this is where it's very aligned with the software engineering principles in my mind.
I guess maybe to go down this path a little bit further, obviously we can come to we'll talk about the visualization piece. Obviously we're talking about some of the complexity of delivering these solutions, you know, the reliability side, the ops side, it's mirroring software engineering. CTOs obviously have traditionally had technology and a lot of software, a lot of the software part process and the components that touch software, right? DevOps, infrastructure, reliability, all those things. The data side, obviously, you know, if there's a VP of data, chief data officer, chief data analytics officer, they're there and they've been responsible for delivering a lot of the data solutions. As we're seeing the data, as you mentioned, becoming more complex following software engineering, do we see data aligning more towards CTOs, like some of the core true engineering? Because I think sometimes the CDO is very good on the business side. They operate in that world. Sometimes they're technical, sometimes they're not. I mean, you also see CIOs. I mean, it just depends where the company structure is. So it's the general statement. But can we start seeing more of these core data engineering functions aligning towards the CTO side?
From my perspective, Amit, I would totally see that. And at Forge, that's how we are structured. So the CTO org includes the data engineering, including, you know, the building data as a product, as well as aligning with the backend data infrastructure management, pipelines, and analytics. Because a lot of what you're selling, especially coming from what we do, we are a trading marketplace, but think about it. So let's talk some use case, right? So if you are trying to come and say, hey, I want to buy SpaceX because you can't buy it at the New York Stock Exchange. So what are the information you need? So yes, you need a platform that allows you to kind of do the mechanics of submitting an order and, you know, getting a trade. But you need, first thing is data. And you want to know, what does SpaceX do? What price did the last person buy it at? What are people selling it at? And if you think about it, that's all data. So we start with engaging people with data. So it's very customer front. The first thing that you give the customer is data as a product. So now you think about the importance in terms of how we are scrubbing the data, the timeliness of the data, the accuracy of the data. All of them become really critical and become first-class citizens, right? Because you're not using data, because a lot of people, I feel, think about data as, oh, it's T plus one, T plus five. I need it for strategic finance reporting. I need it for operational metrics, or I look at it more for decision-making, you know, quarter over quarter, which is all true. But there is a huge increasing use case where data is the first level of engaging with the customer. And that's what you're showing when you're showing pricing data, when you're showing insights, when you're showing sentiment data, when you talk about, if you think about any content that you create, news, that's all data in a way, right? Any information that you give. So again, the value of the data is in its accuracy and its reliability. So that's what the teams are then focused on. That's where you need really good product managers who can think about, how do we validate the data? What are the ways the data can be wrong? So we have the right checks and balances in place, automated with code, so that you are always delivering. And data is the way we win trust of the customers. If we start showing stale data, we lose customers. Even if we have a fantastic product, but our data is wrong, you do not get the customer back. So data is the first step in terms of how you engage with the customer. So we give the right pricing information. We give you all the tools, all the reports, all the insights, sentiment, themes. And then you get to the point where you engage with the next steps of the product and, you know, get to do a trade. And it's same at most financial companies when you think about it, who have a software product and a way of engaging with customers. This is also true in the e-commerce industry, payment industry. So the data integrity, I think, is probably one of the number one feature, if not the number one, too. So that's kind of different in terms of how you think and where, like all of your questions around the why it is similar to software engineering when you look at it from that perspective.
Interesting. I mean, I think a lot of that absolutely makes sense. And, you know, I think, and I guess like you could answer this question. So obviously the data side typically has that business component. You need some business acumen. You need to have a customer mindset. You need some of those functional skills. And as we're kind of looking at potentially how the data in an org is getting split, does that make it a little bit easier to deliver? Because obviously, you know, when you're looking at data, in the end of the day, you do need the end product to be and fit the use case, which is where you add a lot of value. Does this way the orgs are being set potentially help deliver that? Does it going to help us also accelerate, you know, time to get reports out? Because obviously, every CFO loves to hear, I want this one report. It's going to take us 6 months to produce this one report. And they're like, are you kidding me? That's how every conversation goes.
That is true. I think by aligning the data engineering team under the core technology team, and I think it does two things. A lot of times people feel like the data engineers feel like their job is boring. It's not as interesting as core software engineering. And this kind of elevates their role because you're looking at data as core and fundamental to everything we do. And we want consistent data, reliable data, timely data, trustworthy data. And you need that for the CFO, you need that for the customer. But when you start with the customer, you realize everything else just falls in place. If you are trying to get the best quality and timely data for the customer, you're going to get the best data all the way in the back end for the reporting for the CFO or the COO. So it aligns, and that's a happy customer as well as happy internal stakeholders who are all getting better responses and better reporting. And we also have less issues about trying to explain why this data is inconsistent between how maybe sales are talking about, you know, their revenue numbers or something else, because we are all talking from one set of data. And we are fixing it in time so that it's correct from front to back. So that gives you happy customers and happy internal stakeholders, and that elevates. So I think this also removes some of the silos that exist in teams, because now you're all part of the same technology team, product team. There's a lot more communication and the barriers are removed. So when we talk about, okay, what is this data used for? You're hearing it from the product managers. We're talking from a customer's perspective. And so now the person who's building the UI understands at the same time as the data engineer, oh, this is what you're showing it to the customer, and this is what he's going to use to take the next step. So the importance of the data goes up and they are more motivated, right? So now you get all of these players operating with the same information and having the same accountability, you know, to delivering good products that delight the customers. So kind of taking that approach and aligning actually, from my perspective, has streamlined, because we are able to do a better job both for customers and for our internal stakeholders.
I love the viewpoint, because I think, you know, hopefully delivering faster is really with better quality and better accuracy and fitting that customer stakeholder need is actually where all this is driving towards. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you something about AI, because I feel like it is top of mind of everybody, and companies are handling it different ways. I guess everybody wants to take advantage of what AI can bring. And I don't know what form every company is going to have. I don't think it matters. But everyone wants to leverage the next best technology. It obviously requires data, and it requires data in certain ways. You know, now we're talking about data governance, you know, quality components. When you look at some of what a company needs to do to take advantage of the quote-unquote AI opportunity, there are alignments that have to happen on the business side, data side, and the engineering side. How does that partnership kind of key up and focus on those core, you know, those core functions that really need to now, you know, be elevated because they're even more important than before?
Let me answer. I think there were multiple parts to your question. So yes, AI is important. And I think everybody's talking about it and trying to figure out different ways of using. And I think there is a lot of learning that every CTO is doing in terms of, do you just use it because it's the new shiny toy, or you figure out where it actually applies and helps? And it is a balancing act, because I think there is no doubt that AI is going to penetrate every aspect of how we do things, from marketing, finance functions, legal, to everything that we do in tech. The approach that we are taking at Forge, that I'm taking, is really leveraging AI, you know, for improving processes, that are manual, error-prone, consuming. So achieving efficiency with AI. And then the other thing is for scale, right? So it can allow us to parse a lot of information and come up with insights using generative AI. And so that's kind of the high level. And we are looking at it in terms of, you know, three different angles, which is really more for AI for product innovation, AI for like growth and marketing, and AI for operational efficiencies as kind of the three major umbrellas. And across that, it kind of covers everything from product, marketing, operations, engineering, risk, you know, when you think about different functions. So that's the approach we are taking with AI, and data is, you know, key as that's sort of the big input going in for generative AI, and kind of ties back to my earlier comments about focusing on quality of data, timeliness, and accuracy is going to be key. Your output is as good as your input going in. So, and that's a big part of, you know, I think how we are thinking about this.
I guess kind of, you know, fitting back to the conversation, and obviously ask you a question about, you know, where should data sit between, you know, chief data officer, chief technology officer. When it comes to AI and AI strategy, I guess we might see a similar situation, because obviously you could see the business implications, but it is a heavy, potentially, it could be a very heavy technical solution as well. How does that partnership work between the CTO and you know, the head of data, chief data officer?
So I think for some of the insights and outputs that you want to get out of AI, you know, when you think about predictive modeling, or you're thinking about using generative AI for customer IQ function, for example, that is engineering. And I think it's a partnership with the chief data officer or the head of analytics feeding into engineering. So because they have the data and they have a lot of the insights and the business acumen to provide the right kind of outputs. And you need engineering in terms of, you know, coming up with the right queries, for lack of a better word, that feed into it. So this is where I think it is a core partnership between engineering and data in a sense. And again, goes to why I think of data as core engineering rather than as a separate function, because otherwise you again end up with the problems of silos, and tying it together is going to get you the maximum efficiency and output if you have engineers who understand the data rather than relying on somebody else to understand the data and feed them the information, because then you're going to be much closer to building the right product for the customers.
I love it. You rounded it out. You tied it up with a bow. So I appreciate it. Great thoughts. Enjoyed the conversation with you. I'm sure we did not exhaust the topic, so I'm sure there'll be other questions. Vidya, if somebody wants to reach out to you to touch base and cover, you know, talk to you a little bit more about what you covered, what is a good way of touching base with you, by the way?
LinkedIn is great. So you'd see my profile, you know, Vidya Ishwar in LinkedIn. Other than that, you can also reach out, you know, via my email, vidya.ishwar@forgeglobal.com. And I really enjoyed getting the opportunity, Amar. As you can see, I am passionate about the topic that data is core engineering, and that's sort of the approach I've been taking at all my prior roles, and it's in my mind has been a very successful approach in terms of delivering value to customers. If you think about, that's your number one focus.
Absolutely, and I think you know, I'd love to have, I'm planning a roundtable about delivering value through data, and hopefully I can have you back on as a part of that roundtable and talk a little bit more about that, because you have seen both sides. That'd be awesome if we could do that, but I really appreciate your time and sharing with everybody.
Thank you so much. Happy to be joining the panel too.
Awesome. All right, that's it for the episode. We'll be back again, different topic, different guest, but until then, this is a great topic. I think a lot of people that are in data are seeing this. Data is core engineering. And I think this is a great topic that we should keep talking about. Please share this with somebody else who might benefit from the, you know, that information. Vidya got into the details, and I think it was an amazing episode. So please share this with somebody else. Also, like, subscribe, comment, review. Let me know how we're doing. Do the best to find a guest to talk about a topic you might be interested in hearing about. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.